KSKQ 89.5 FM, Ashland, Oregon. And Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice proudly supports KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland, Oregon. Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice brings together labor unions, religious congregations, student groups, and community organizations to improve working people's standard of living, job security, and their right to organize. Visit their website at sojwj.org. KSKQ thanks Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice and listeners like you for supporting community radio. And with the 5 o'clock hour on Wednesdays, we are here with Beer Radio. Let's kick it off with In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Sicher muss der Wein vom Rhein etwas Wunderbares sein.
Sicher ist am feinen Sekt etwas, was besonders schmeckt.
Sicher ist der Schnaps so scharf, dass man einen heben darf.
Aber heute seid Bescheid, liebe Leute. Im Himmel gibt's kein Bier, drum trinken wir es hier. Denn sind wir nicht mehr hier, jeder Mensch hat seinen Tick und seine Eigenart.
Eine fliegt auf glatt rasiert, die andere auf den Bart.
Einer möchte nur Fußball spielen, dem anderen ist das Wurst.
Wir allein gestehen es ein, wir haben immer Durst. Vom Rhein etwas Wunderbares sein.
Sicher ist am feinen Sekt etwas, was besonders schmeckt.
Sicher ist der Schnaps so scharf, dass man einen heben darf. Aber heute seid Bescheid, liebe Leute. Im Himmel gibt's kein Bier, drum trinken wir es hier. Denn sind wir nicht mehr hier, dann trinken die anderen unser Bier.
Hello, everybody. This is Ginger Johnson, your host, coming to you live from Southern Oregon on another episode of Beer Radio. And we are glad to be here. And you know what? We are especially glad to still be here because we made the goal for getting power to the tower. So for all of you who gave what in whatever amount, I want to say a big, huge, beery thank you. We're thrilled. And of course, because it is community-powered radio, we're always really appreciative of any donations in the future as well. So thanks a ton. That's very exciting. And we are here for another episode of Beer Radio, coming to you live, like I said, from Southern Oregon. I am Ginger Johnson, your host. You can get in touch with me anytime, ginger@womenenjoyingbeer.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @womenenjoybeer, also on Facebook, so check it out, see what you think. We have another special great guest today, and she will be on in just a few moments. So make sure that you share Beer Radio, because we love it when you do. The listeners from Georgia Georgia and North Carolina and the East Coast and all those great people. So thanks for joining us again. And we're going to dig into another episode. Before I get to that, though, I want to remind you that Beer Radio is also, like a lot of the KSKQ shows, they are archived. And so you can count on accessing those archives on KSKQ.org within 24 to 48 hours of the show. So you can listen to those in the garage. You can listen to those, you know, put those on a podcast or on your iPad or, no, not the iPad. Hang on. You can tell I'm not a technical genius, but your MP3 player, your, what do you call those small things? It is an iPod. I said iPad, though. That's not what I meant. Love live radio. Anyway, welcome back. I'm Ginger Johnson. I think our fabulous guest is on the air. Sean, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, welcome. Hello. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. How are you?
I am good. I am really good. How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Good. We got kind of a spooky Halloween voice here. Larry's going to mess with the machinery here. And sounds like you're talking inside of a tank.
That. It's a little weird.
But that's not the worst place to be, though, really. So thanks for joining us. Shauna Carter is our fabulous guest today. You're going to find out what she's involved in the beer community and all kinds of good stuff. So we're going to launch into first, Shauna. Hang on, I'm going to change my... Oh, no, we're good. Sorry. Shauna, first tell people where they can find you online.
You can find me on Facebook. I would not say that you can find me on Twitter because I do have an account, but as you pointed out to me yesterday, I don't really look at it very much.
Sure. So, and on Facebook, it's Shauna Carter, S-H-A-U-N-A, correct?
Yes.
Excellent.
S-H-A-U-N-A,
Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Okay. Excellent. Well, we're glad you're making time for us today. Are you calling from Portland today, Shauna?
I am.
Okay.
I'm at my home.
All right. Excellent. Portland, Oregon. So Shauna's with us today, and we're going to talk about a variety of things. So the first thing that I think is kind of fun to give our listeners a chance to know is how you and I got to know each other. Do you want to tell that story?
Yeah. I'm thinking, let's see, we first talked when I was at working at Yale River Brewing in California.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. This is not a test. Don't worry.
I had heard about you and seen your stuff when you were, I think, weren't you living in, like, Kansas or something? Or
I was in Iowa. Close.
Iowa.
Dorothy.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I remember seeing you over there and seeing what was going on. And then you moved over here and we started talking about doing an event that I don't think we ever got going, but...
Not yet.
We've been talking about stuff ever since.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm grateful for it. Thanks. Yeah. So I remember that call to Eel River in Northern California, and you were. How long were you with Eel River?
I was with them for just a little over 2 years.
Okay, excellent. And you focused on their marketing. Is that correct?
I was the sales and marketing manager, so I managed all the sales in-house. In California, all the way across the United States, in Mexico, in Canada, and we even shipped some beer to Europe at one point.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I managed all the distributors and sales representatives, and it was about 30 different distributors, so it was a large job.
Okay, all right. And you moved from there to Portland, and tell us a little bit about what's keeping you busy right now, Shauna.
Well, I am starting a brew pub right now.
Yay!
In Hillsboro.
Excellent. And I know there's details that you need to keep private, and that's great, and we totally respect that. Can you tell us anything about some of the good things we can look forward to with this brew pub when it gets off the ground?
Absolutely. So we are doing a brew pub, so we'll have a restaurant attached to it. It's mostly European food, a lot of German beers, probably mostly about 50% German style beers, and our brewer is German trained, so he lived in Germany for 7 years, trained under a German brewmaster at multiple different breweries there, and he's bringing home the German traditions here, and so we're going to do true German styles.
Okay.
Out of Hillsboro, and we'll be distributing beers across Oregon as well.
Okay. Excellent, and that's very exciting. I know you'll keep me posted, and I won't let the cat out of the bag, even though the cats don't like being in the bags. But but that's pretty cool. I'm excited for you, as you know. And then you know we will get to the point where we can do an event together. So that's going to be good. Excellent. All right. So one question I love to ask people. And a little more for our audience, too, is, yes, Sean and I met via online, I suppose, first. Sounds very eHarmony-ish, but not quite like that. And then talked a few times on the phone, and then you were great, and that you came to some focus groups that I've held in Portland as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was terrific. And the thing I liked about that, I like all the women that come to the focus groups and talking about beer and their relationship with beer and so forth for women enjoying beer. But one thing I really like about your perspective that you bring to the group, Shauna, is that you have, you know, one foot in the profession and one foot in the consumer. And so that provides a unique perspective. Do you think that's a good thing for you as you are looking at developing this brew pub?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very important to me. And, you know, on a personal level, it's very important for me to bring women into beer because I feel that there's kind of a lack of knowledge that women have, you know, perfect-based knowledge that women have about beer. And I think it's changing and it's growing. And ever since I've been in Portland, I'm learning that there are a lot more women out there that beer than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, the professional side of things definitely gives me a perspective that that is very different. You know, it's a male-driven industry, and I work with mostly men on a daily basis.
Right.
So I can bring a fresh light to the profession as well.
Right.
Which is, I really like that. You know,
yeah.
I really enjoy doing that.
For sure. I'm guessing you would agree that it goes both ways. You know, whether it's a profession that is predominantly women or a professional that's predominantly men, when you introduce and you integrate, so to speak, you're going to get fantastic complementary skills and ideas and philosophies and everything, not only with the personalities, but with the characteristics that different genders bring, quite frankly.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, that's cool. Excellent. Well, thanks again for being here. So the question I was going to get to, and I came in a very roundabout way, is this one. See, that's what I love about having my own show and having it be live. We can just chase whatever rabbit trail we want. tell us about your earliest beer memory. And it doesn't have to be one where you were actually consuming it. It's just what was the first thing you remember, if you remember your first experience about beer?
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, and I can't remember, like, the first time that beer was ever in my life, but I do know that early on, Budweiser was huge in my family.
Okay.
It's what everyone had. You know, my dad had a keg, or a kegerator, and, you know, everyone in the family drank Budweiser and or Coors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't remember the first time that beer was a big experience in my life.
Okay. And did you grow up in California?
No, I grew up here in Portland.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you told me that before, but I've got good but short memory sometimes.
I did want to say, you know, the first memory of beer, isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Nice. All right, folks, we've got our zinger guest on today, Shauna Carter. She's great. And you're listening to Beer Radio. I'm Ginger Johnson, your host. We're coming to you live from Southern Oregon on KSKQ 89.5 FM. You can always stream us at kskq.org. You can stream us live. You can access the archive. So if, unfortunately, you missed this show with the fabulous Shauna Carter out of Portland, Oregon today, you can access it later. And even better yet is you can link it and put it in your posts, in your Facebook, in your Twitter, wherever you want to put it, and share it with other people. So thanks for joining us. So, Shauna, I know that Portland just had its inaugural Beer Week, yes?
They did, yes.
Yes. Do you have any comments? And I know that I thought of this one on the way here, on the way to the studio. But I would love it, and we can come back to it if you want to think about it, but I would love to know what some of your impressions were, especially in the light of the fact that Portland, Oregon is known as Beervana, meaning that it has the most breweries per capita of any city in the world. And, you know, some people might say, well, why the heck did it take so long? And then other people might think, oh, this is the perfect storm. It's the right time. So do you have any impressions or thoughts or comments or stories you want to share with us about the inaugural Portland Beer Week?
Well, I am a little bit embarrassed to say that I didn't participate much because I was busy and out of town most of the time.
There's no crime in that.
And, you know, and it was also after the Oregon Brewers Festival, too, which I thought was a, you know, which is also a big beer week. And I think July is beer month as well.
Right.
So I thought it was kind of a beery summer.
Excellent, for sure. Indeed.
I would love to see it in January is what I would love to see.
Yeah, how come?
Well, January is for breweries, it's the slowest month. And so it really helps generate some money for the breweries and give you something to do in January.
You know, when you open your brew pub, I'll put my hand in the air for the first committee member for a January beer week.
All right.
We're on it. I love colder weather anyway, so not that Portland gets real cold, but yeah, that would be great. We could do, brewing in the rain and all kinds of good stuff.
Totally. That sounds great. You know, we could bring in all the porters in the south and people aren't going to be scared of them.
Yeah, yeah. We could have a bundle up contest and, yeah, all kinds of ridiculous stuff. Excellent.
We can do a Snuggie pub crawl.
Do you suppose we can get some underwriting from the Snuggie Corporation?
Maybe. It's possible. I'll work on it.
And then get different color fleece for different kinds of beer. Like, oh, you're wearing a Porter Snuggie. No, I've got a Pilsner Snuggie on.
We can have the wheat beer with the big, huge, it'll be all white on the
right?
top, you know, with the big head.
Absolutely. And a special wrap it up handle. To take it on the go.
That'd be great.
Oh, it's going to get out of hand. Then we can have some pretzel ones and some cheese ones. And oh, dear. All right. I love it. This is brilliant. This is the brilliance of the brewing community, folks. Here we have it live coming to you from Beer Radio. Excellent. So have you been to OBF or the Oregon Brewers Festival before, Shauna? It's one I haven't been to.
I have not lived here until this year. I hadn't been around here for 7 years, so I think the last time I went was about 8 years ago.
Okay.
Because the brewery that I worked for, we always sent our brewers up to the Brewers Festival, so
okay.
Salespeople like me didn't get to go.
Okay. Oh.
which is something, you know, I'll be doing in the future.
Sure, absolutely. Very cool. Excellent. Well, you're listening to Beer Radio. I'm Ginger Johnson, your host. We have special guest Shauna Carter coming to you live from Portland, and I'm coming to you from Ashland, Oregon. So wherever you are, you can hear great things and people from the brewing community. We're going to take a short break, play a song, read an announcement since we are community-supported radio, and we will be back in a few moments. Do you want to ask her if she's, like, on a cell phone or something like that, or touch base? Shauna.
Thank you.
Just Imagine It, Inc. Just Imagine It, Inc. proudly supports KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland, Oregon. Just Imagine It, Inc. is a resource for ebook publishing, audiobook sales, and more. They are now presenting a new podcast, Get Behind Me, Now Stay There. It offers art and entertainment news, as well as interviews with authors, poets, and even just the guy or gal down the street. Visit justimagineitinc.com for more information. KSKQ thanks Just Imagine It, Inc. and listeners like you for supporting community radio. Welcome back to Beer Radio, everybody. I am Ginger Johnson, your host on Beer Radio today. You can reach me anytime. Give me your comment, feedback, and suggestions, and tell me you love guests like Shauna Carter today at ginger@womenenjoyingbeer.com. You can tweet along with us at womenenjoybeer, and of course, we're on Facebook, who isn't these days, and to find out what we're yakking about there. Shauna, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. Oh, that's nice. That's a little bit better. Thanks for switching phones during that commercial break. So Shauna Carter is with us, coming to us from Portland, Oregon. Shauna is in the beer community. And so my next question, Shauna, is how did you get into the beer world professionally, so to speak? I would we assume that you were a beer enthusiast before? Or tell us a little bit about how you got to where you're at now.
Yeah, I've always been a beer enthusiast because I grew up in Portland, and I moved to California with my ex-husband, and I was looking for work, and I was an admin assistant previous to that for, like, the last 10 years, and I saw a marketing admin assistant position at Lost Coast Brewery.
Oh, okay.
I got really excited, and instead of just sending in my resume, I ran down there and handed it
I love it. Did you run in panting? You have to hire me.
Pretty much. The manager almost turned me away. And he liked me, so he talked to me and then invited me back for an interview the next day and hired me on the spot.
Well, that's why it pays to go in person, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I kind of fell into it.
I love that. You know, that's an interesting... I'm going to segue for a moment. I don't know about you, but I notice some places, lots of different kinds of businesses, breweries certainly included, they'll post an opening and they'll say, you know, submit blah, blah, blah. And I always, there's no human contact to some of those connections. I think, oh, ain't that a shame? Because if I was, you know, the brewery and you ran in the door, I'm like, wow, they're really excited to be here. And so I sure want to talk to them and see if they're a fit. But
yeah, absolutely. And they were going through a construction at the time, too.
Ah.
And I just kind of pushed right on by.
I love it. Put on your hard hat and just walk through. No, I'm with the crew.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
So how long were you with Lost Coast?
I was there about 2.5 years.
Okay. And then you went to Eel River?
Yep. Eel River was closer to my house.
Oh, okay.
And they were the organic brewery at the time.
Yes.
There wasn't a whole lot of organic breweries, and I just saw that was a big opportunity in the business.
Sure, absolutely. And what did you, tell us a little bit about the organic side of beer, if you want to riff on that for a few minutes. And I remember when you and I first talked, oh golly, probably a good 2+ years ago, maybe, my memory's bad, like I said, but it's got to be 1.5 or 2 years ago, I'm thinking. But what is it about, let me ask you this. This is something I know you can answer off the cuff. What is it about the organic beer that attracted you and that got you interested in it?
Well, it was mainly a market decision, and mm-hmm. I just could see where the market was going with the organic products in general. There's more and more markets opening, you know, like Whole Foods or co-ops,
mm-hmm.
natural food stores, and I was in Humboldt County, too, which is, there's a bunch of hippies there.
No, really?
They turned me into one, too.
A beer hippie?
Yeah, I'm a beer hippie.
I love it.
So yeah, I just saw the market going that way, and I thought that would be, it's a niche, you know, and if you're going to be in this industry and there's 2,000 other breweries out there, you better have something to compete with.
Sure.
And so the organic thing was something that set them aside.
Okay, excellent. And I'm guessing that's a philosophy for you in your own life, is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. There's more and more, and I like. We haven't featured Eel River at our Women Enjoying Beer meetups, but it's on my mind. We've had some of the Spire Ciders, which are made by another organic brewery, Fish Brewing. And so, you know, Eel River's on my radar. And Lost Coast, of course. Lost Coast was started by two women, wasn't it?
Wendy and Barbara.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. And I haven't had enough of their beer lately, so... You know, this show always makes me thirsty, gall darn it. So, anyway, awesome. You're listening to Beer Radio. We have Shauna Carter on with us, a fabulous member of the beer community, both professionally and personally. She's working on a brew pub in formation, and we're very excited to stay in tune with that and find out what's what and see how we can lend support in any way. So, let's talk about the next thing along the business lines. Share some of your experience about starting a small business as it applies to any entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, the first thing is have a lot of money.
And you say that meaning, like, make sure your wallet's full of bills or your bank account.
You know, really, don't quit your day job if you don't have an investor that can start paying for things right away.
Okay.
Fortunately, I did have an investor that could start paying right away, so it is my full-time job right now.
Excellent.
But there's a lot of resources out there, you know, free resources with the Small Business Development Center, mm-hmm. the SBA.
Yes.
There's an organization called SCORE.
Mm-hmm.
SCORE is an organization of a bunch of free counselors that
yes.
are either retired individuals or retired professionals, and they will counsel you on any business subject that you need help on.
They are great. I've been to one of their workshops, too. I agree.
And their workshops are really good, and they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Or inexpensive, I should say.
Right. Hell of a value.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and I also got in contact with our Chamber of Commerce in the town that we're working in, and they've been a priceless resource. They have hooked us up with so much, you know, marketing help
mm-hmm.
and just small business development and counseling. We haven't paid a dime for any of it.
Excellent.
So I just advise people to look out there at the resources that are available.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. And there are, so you are in the pool of the over 600 breweries in planning.
Yeah. That sounds a little scary.
No, I think it's great. It's exploding. And so, certainly, there's a lot of women that don't partake and enjoy beer yet, so you got lots of great market share just out there waiting for you, Shauna. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Cool. Excellent. So, I know you use Facebook. In fact, let's refresh everybody where they can find you online, Shauna.
So, my name is Shauna Carter, S-H-A-U-N-A, C-A-R-T-E-R,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on Facebook.
Excellent. And, you know, there's that connection with Carter, with Jimmy Carter, of course, who legalized home brewing. That's kind of a nice little hiccup.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it was in 1979.
Huh.
He was the one who passed, you know, people were doing it anyway, but he passed that, made that legislation legal. So there's,
you
know.
Did you learn that in the America and Beer, the History of Beer in America book?
I'm
just curious.
Yeah, there's another resource. Thanks for throwing that one out there, too.
I am sitting on my coffee table right now.
Maybe it's your beer table. Very good. What is it about beer, Shauna, that you love or that attracts you to beer?
There's so much variety. I mean, there's a beer for every occasion. And I think it's much more very diverse than wine, even.
Why do you say that?
I think there's so many more styles. Maybe I don't know. I mean, I don't know that much about wine.
No, you're in beer.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But I feel like there's a lot more diversity in beer.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Do you have some, I'm never going to ask, you know, it irritates me when people say, what's your favorite beer? And I think most people do it I think there's two groups of people that ask you. They're the people that kind of are cheeky. And are just kind of baiting you. And then there's the people like, oh, wow, you must have a favorite beer because you're a beer person. So I would never ask you that because that's, of course, it's the one in front of you. But do you have beer styles that you gravitate towards or that you're particularly fond of? I know with your brew pub and planning, you're talking about the traditional German styles. But what styles will you look for or lean towards, Shauna?
You're right. It's definitely a mood issue. But I did actually figure out a list of beers that I tend to go for, and it's usually saisons and farmhouses, porters, IPAs. I've recently started liking dry pilsners.
Oh, really?
A nice, dry, bitter, hoppy pilsner.
Okay.
And I really like sour beers as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those in a little bit, too. You and I are both in love with those.
There's so much there.
There is so much there. In fact, let's not wait. Let's talk about them now. What is it you love about sour beers, Shauna?
Well, a lot of times they're aged in wine barrels or whiskey barrels. And, they're aged, so they pick up all these different flavors. And they pick up these winey characters or these whiskey characters. And there's fruit a lot of times that's added through bacteria. And there's just such a complexity. And it's kind of hard to explain. There's just so much there that I love them.
Excellent. Do you like recommending them to friends or to people that either know a lot about beer or know nothing about beer?
What's that?
Do you like to recommend them to people that both know a lot about beer and that don't know anything about beer?
Yeah, actually, when people come into town, I always take them to Cascade Barrel House.
Ah, very good. I haven't been back for a little while, but that's a great one. How many do they usually have on tap there, do you know?
Oh, usually, I can't say that I've actually counted, but I would think it's at least 12 to 16 all the time. I feel like there's at least 16 beers available all the time I go there.
Yeah. Those are wonderful beers to share. I mean, that's a great group outing to go and sip. And a lot of times those are higher octane, higher alcohol by volume. So good sippers and great pairing beers. I'm guessing you like to pair the beer and the food together as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sours are fun. I think when I think of sours, and tell me what you think, I also think of Belgians. And just like your saisons, your farmhouses, all three of those styles have such incredible diversity in the flavors and the complexity. Like you said, there's layers upon layers of different things, and so part of the fun is that there is so much variety, and it can be different every time you have it.
Yeah, that's true. And because you're working with all these different bacterias, lacto is a bacteria.
Yeah,
but absolutely. They change. They change over time. They change from year to year. Last summer, I went to Cantillon in Belgium.
Ooh. Oh, I'm jealous. Excellent.
And, yeah, it was such a great place. And it was so neat to see how, you walk in this place, it's old. It's like 100 years old. And where they ferment the beer, it's an open cool ship. And, there's like wood and wood levers that are open to the air out there, and there's spider webs all over the place.
A little extra protein in the beer.
They want all that extra stuff and local flavor to drop into the beer,
right?
And help it sour it, and it's going to be different from the last one that they made. That's the same style, and it's going to be different from the next one that they make because there's all this different stuff that's coming into it.
Right. The local flora and fauna really plays a huge part of that.
Yeah. And excellent. I just love that. I think it's really great. And those guys do it right, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun. I don't know if you know or not, we had Stephen Powells, who is, of course, from Belgium, who's the brewer of Boulevard Brewing, and he was talking a little bit about growing up in Belgium and being exposed to those styles of beer. Now he's been over here for a dozen years, and... I've not been to Belgium yet. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
Send me my invitation, will you?
Seriously. We should organize a tour.
We should. Let's do that in January as part of the January Beer Fest. Let's take it on the road. Let's make it a global country hopping thing. Oh my god.
That sounds like a great idea.
Awesome.
Although January is going to be really cold over there.
Oh, but yeah, that's okay. We'll wear, you know, heavy coats and big Russian looking fuzzy hats.
That's a good point. That'll be fun. And, you know, it's kind of a fashion center over there as well.
So. Absolutely. And after all, this isn't about fashion, this is about beer. And beer's always in fashion.
That's a good point.
We can talk ourselves into anything. You're listening to Beer Radio. I'm Ginger Johnson, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in or streaming. We have our special guest, Shauna Carter, here today coming to us live from Portland, Oregon. And Shauna is is working on a brewery and planning and giving it all she's got, and we can't wait for her smashing success, which is soon to follow. We're going to break for a song, and then we're going to come back for the last third of our show on Beer Radio, so stay tuned.
Rogue Valley Growers and Crafters Market takes place on Saturday in Ashland and has moved to a new location on Oak Street in downtown Ashland, near Standing Stone Brewing Company. Hours are unchanged, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays through October 29. For more information, contact Market Manager Heidi Don at 541-951-5756. And now back to Ginger and Beer Radio.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Beer Radio. I am Ginger Johnson, your host, coming to you live from Southern Oregon, as we do every Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can stream us at kskq.org, and you can also check out the archives. All our shows are lovingly and carefully archived and available within 24 to 48 hours of the program. You can find us online also, Twitter, Women Enjoy Beer, as well as Facebook, Women Enjoying Beer, and I would love to hear any feedback you have saying, oh my gosh, Shauna was great today, or any other requests or whatever, and you can reach me, ginger@womenenjoyingbeer.com. So, Shauna, welcome back.
Thank you.
There you are. In Portland, Portland Beer Week just wrapped up. You're in the middle of planning a brew pub that sounds fantastic. It's mouthwateringly delicious, true German styles. You're working on that, which I imagine is pretty much all consuming.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's just spurred a lot of other ideas for me as well, though.
Yeah.
And it's made me really just start thinking about the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
From the supply chain all the way down to the consumer, and I've learned an amazing amount of information, and it's just got, like, I've got ideas going through my head like crazy, for other businesses.
Yeah, that's kind of the way the disease goes,
Yeah. Like, I'm never going to be able to retire at this point.
Oh, heaven. And are you going to want to? I mean, you got so much to offer, and there's so many great things out there.
Exactly. And if I'm going to retire, I might as well just retire in Belgium, right?
That is right. I see a Women Enjoying Beer branch needing to be formed if you do that. So, excellent. Before you got into beer, Shauna, what were you into?
As far as work goes?
Sure.
It was kind of boring, really. I mean, I was a secretary. I was an admin assistant.
Okay.
And, some people don't like that word secretary, but that's...
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, no, I don't really care. But I was an assistant to... I was assistant to a couple different presidents of companies, and...
Okay.
I can't say it was boring. It just wasn't exciting like beer,
Okay. All right.
It was definitely... I learned a lot, and I worked in the security industry, banking, credit collections.
Okay. Well, I would imagine that some of that actually... I shouldn't say actually, but I would imagine some of that has been very useful for you, and you can look to that as some good financial basis and habits of what to do, what not to do, and stuff like that.
Totally. I think one thing it really did for me that was a really good thing, the brewing industry is fun, and it's exciting, and there's really cool people in it, and I see a lot of people that homebrew, and then they're like, oh, I want to start a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't go about it that way. I learned business, and I did that for a good 10 years before I got into the industry. And once you're in the industry, you quickly learn that it's a business, too. Mm-hmm. It's not just homebrewing and, selling your beer to people you know. It's a big business, and it's very competitive. And so I think that was really priceless for me to learn just regular business, and then get into the fun industry, and then be able to apply all of that information.
I think that's an excellent observation. Well said. I would totally agree, even though I don't have my own brewery yet, .. But I think that's... I'm guessing that's true with a lot of things. It's kind of like restaurateurs. Somebody is really good at cooking food, and their friends go, oh, you should open this, or you get so confident. Well, making the beer, making the food is entirely different than running the business.
Absolutely, and I've always wanted to have a restaurant. I really have, and now we're starting a restaurant. We're gonna have over 200 seats.
Oh my gosh, it's huge!
Yeah, and I am not even gonna think that I'm gonna be cooking for this place or trying to run a restaurant.
Dash that thought from that head of yours.
As much as I want to, I'm gonna have a little creative control over recipes, but that's about it, because I'm gonna let someone who knows what they're doing do the job.
Right. Would you say that that's probably one of the best nuggets of advice you could give? Make sure that you have the right people doing the right thing with the talents, and to balance out the team?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the people get educated for a reason,
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, not to say that you have to learn everything in college, because I didn't go to college myself. I learned everything on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's priceless as well, but knowing how to do the job that you're getting into is huge. And
right.
Not to say that some homebrewers can't make it, because mm-hmm. they do. I see it happen. And I just think it's harder. It's a lot harder. And there's a lot more harder lessons to learn.
Sure. Right. That's some good beer for thought. Did you, have you ever, I should probably know this too, and you've probably told me, have you ever homebrewed or brewed on a professional system at all with a brewer?
I have homebrewed, yes.
Okay.
And about 2 weeks ago, I brewed on a
semi-professional system.
Okay.
It's a glorified homebrew. It's a really, really nice homebrew system. I brewed with our brewmaster, and we did a German Hefeweizen, or a Bavarian Hefeweizen, and it's really fun. I love doing it. It's not the job that I would choose, because I really like getting out and talking to people and just selling beer. It's fun for me.
Sure.
So, but I have done it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's important to know the different facets, so you can have some empathy and understanding, and certainly from your angle, you're forming the whole business. And so to be cognizant, and so you don't get, if nothing else, taken for a ride, so to speak, that, you know, you have a grip on what's going on and what the general idea is.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I'm going to apply in the business as well. You know, I haven't worked in many restaurants. I've worked in a couple pizza places, and I worked at McDonald's for my first job. So when we start the restaurant, I'm going to learn every aspect of the restaurant. I'm going to work in every position, you know, at least for a couple of days to learn what it's all like.
Sure.
Even though I'm not going to be the restaurant manager, I want to know, and I want to be able to you know, help make the business better by knowing, by being informed.
Don't you think that lends to credibility too? If you're a, you know, owner, founder, operator, so to speak, people can't point to you and say, oh, well, she doesn't know what's going on. You can converse in that language, and you are a credible resource and figure in that business.
Definitely. And I'm going to have pictures of me doing the dishes.
Okay, is that called evidence or just, you know, documentation?
Well, however you want to look at it.
I want to see those. I want to see the album as things unfold. Very cool. Excellent. Tell me why you picked Hillsboro, Shauna. Hillsboro, Oregon, which is what? It's south and a little bit west of Portland. Is that right?
It is southwest, yes. Okay. And, well, the funny thing is I went to high school there.
Okay.
So I went to Hillsboro High School, and I left town when I was, you know, 22 or something, and decided I was never going back.
Right. That's a familiar story.
Yeah, and then I moved up here and started, you know, thinking about starting a brew pub, and, well, there's 36, I think there's even more than that in Portland right now, in Portland proper, and the prices in Portland for starting a business are really expensive.
Meaning the cost of doing business, like the building and that kind of stuff?
Yes, the cost of putting a business in Portland is expensive. I believe it's about three times as much as it's going to cost
in
Washington County.
Wow.
Yeah. For permit fees and all that stuff. You know, Portland's a lot bigger city. And you know, Hillsboro it's the fifth largest city in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And there's a really good demographic out there. And
excellent.
There's five Intel campuses and a new one going in. So there's like 24,000 people right, you know, within like a few miles of our business that are going to be our customers.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot more than that, but those are the ones that really fit our demographic profile. And, you know, demographics aside, it's a really great little town, and they have a beautiful little main street. It's a really cute little downtown, and the city of Hillsboro is working with us to bring in business. They're working with all kinds of businesses to bring in really good businesses, and we're going to be a really viable business for the downtown corridor.
Excellent. That's exciting.
Yeah, there's not a brew pub within 5 miles of downtown.
Wow.
So we will be the only one down there.
Right. Well, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
How long do I have to wait?
I can't wait. but we're probably going to open March or April 2012.
Okay.
I say March or April because every time we look at the schedule, it gets pushed back a little bit. But
right.
We're still looking at getting fully financed, and so there's, you know, there's some hitches there.
Right.
It's amazing how long it takes to build a business.
It is, and then you start thinking about it, and you realize that there's 24 hours worth of work every day, but guess what? You need to sleep in there, too, so...
Sleep?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's S-L-E-E-P. Dictionary.com. You're so funny. You're listening to Beer Radio. I am Ginger Johnson, your host, and we have our fantastic guest, Shauna Carter, on with us today. She is working on putting a new brew pub on the map in Hillsboro, Oregon, and that's the James Bond information she can share today. And so we'll just have to keep your eyes open and your ears tuned in, and we're glad you could join us today, Shauna.
Thank you for having me. It's been really a good time.
Of course. Absolutely. We have a few more minutes. And so one thing I want to talk about, the last thing I think I want to talk with you about is, so you know, of course, Women Enjoying Beer is my business. We look at women's relationship with beer and how to develop more female consumers and also help the professional industry properly market and so forth. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation going on right now if you're in the beer community, and even if you're not, things like chick beer have really hit the hornet's nest, and it's really fascinating from where I'm sitting. And one thing you referenced in our emails leading up to Beer Radio today, Shauna, was that you feel like a lot of women are going towards sour beers. And so let's talk about that a little bit. Why do you feel that way, and why do you feel confident in saying something like that?
Well, because I've experienced it firsthand, not only myself, but just with friends of mine. I have a lot of friends here that I grew up with that they're not in the beer scene. You know, they drink beer because their husbands do, and you know, and they'll grab a Widmer Hefeweizen or you know something of that sort, something lighter. Usually, they're picking up light beers, they're picking up wheat beers, and you know, even the Coors Light.
Lighter color, lighter flavor?
Lighter flavor, lighter color, okay. You know, in general.
Okay.
But I don't think that that's necessarily what they want, because when they turn to drinks, you know, to liquor or to wine, they want a lot more complex flavors. They want the fruit, and, you know, and they want something a little bit sweeter, just a little bit different. And I think that, I put sour beers in front of a lot of my girlfriends that don't drink beer, and they absolutely love them because there's fruit in there, and there's not always fruit in sour beers, but a lot.
Right, and let's clarify that fruit doesn't mean sweet necessarily. Fruit means fruit flavors.
Exactly, and it doesn't. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't mean sweet, and it doesn't have to be sweet. It's
no.
The flavor that they're going for.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, I mean, like, I don't know, we used to eat sweet tarts as a kid, and those are so sweet, but,
yeah.
But, you know, that tart flavor is something that a lot of people look for, and just flavor in general, and mm-hmm. That's what I see is going on with sour beers,
mm-hmm.
and with, you know, with a lot of the fruit beers that are being made, too, they don't necessarily have to be sweet, they can just be fruity, and it's something different, and it's not that lager flavor that we all grew up with,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that I grew up with, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Bud Coors Home.
Yeah, you know.
Nothing wrong with those beers, of course, which is not what you're saying anyway.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
I still enjoy a lager, you know. But
I'm going to buy you a Coors next time we're sitting at the bar together.
I'll drink it.
If you don't, I will. As long as it's not skunked out. Anyway, sorry.
I Go do ahead. Not abuse my alcohol.
You learned early on. Excellent.
but yeah, I think that a lot of women feel like beer is, you know, it's that old lager flavor, and so I've been trying to introduce sour beers and different fruit beers to women a lot, because I feel like that's kind of the entry in there, and even hops mm-hmm. kind of sometimes scare them away because they're like, ooh, bitter. But if they get like a nice fruity citrusy hop,
right,
smells really good. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, hops are good."
Right. I wonder if part of that is the misnomer that hops only adds bitterness. Is that, you know, hops can add incredible, subtle, beautiful flavors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I picked up a beer. I was at the Widmer Gas House for lunch, and they made an IPL. It was
what?
India Pale Lager.
Oh.
And it was pretty cool. But the aroma alone was amazing.
Mm.
It was I just wanted to sit there and smell the beer.
I know. I want to hyperventilate on some of this. I'm like, oh my God, this smells so good.
Yeah.
It's very experiential. It's kind of a private moment, but. Oh, that's funny. I just talked to Doug Rayberg from Widmer an hour ago about their beers because we're featuring them tomorrow night. So that's I'm going to have to look for that. IPL. Excellent.
Oh, Doug's cool. A good guy.
He is. He's a peach. Yeah. They've got some interesting ones on deck. Do you think that you would, with your brew pub and planning, do you think that you would brew some sours?
You know, it's not something that we have talked about doing yet because it's a pretty complex process. And mm-hmm. You know, with the sours, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they need barrel aging.
Yeah, so the bacteria can grow. Well, of course, if you brew something incorrectly and it gets infected with the bacteria, then you can incidentally have a sour beer.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen that happen once or twice.
Yeah, those generally aren't met with a great response, and I don't think that's where you're going with that. But
no, not unless you put a different label on it.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's subversive. Oh, you would never do that.
Never. That would not happen.
You heard that from somebody else.
I might have heard that from somebody else.
Oh, Shauna, you're such a delight. I want you to leave us with one final thought. I want you to give us one of your favorite beer and food pairings.
My favorite?
One of them. I mean, there's a million of them. So just pick one that jumps to mind, one thing that you love, one beer or style or brand, doesn't matter, that you love to partner with what kind of food.
Okay. Well, I like a nice brown porter with creme brulee.
Ooh.
And
wow.
You can even make like a creme brulee or like a brown porter reduction sauce and then, you know, drizzled over the creme brulee.
You know, drizzle's one of my favorite words. Shauna, awesome. That is an awesome thing. We're going to sign off with that. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am sure I'll see you. Are you going to the Great American Beer Festival?
I am not going to. I'm busy planning.
Okay, sure. Yes, you stay on that planning, but I'm sure we'll see each other soon enough. You've been listening to Beer Radio. Shauna Carter, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you for having me, Ginger. It was a good time.
Have a tasty night. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
You've been listening to Beer Radio. I'm Ginger Johnson, your host. Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure and share it with all your friends. Everybody deserves to know more about beer. You can catch us on live every Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m., kskq.org, 89.5 on your FM dial, or stream it at kskq.org. That's usually the best way and the clearest way. We are archived on kskq.org. Our shows are ARG. You can... share that as well, and we always appreciate it. We will be back next week with another fabulous guest, and our fabulous guest next week will be Stevie Calderola of Ladies of Craft Beer. And Stevie and I are doing a bunch of things together coming up in the next month, bunch relatively speaking, but I'm thrilled because she's awesome. So tune in again next week. Beer Radio, Ginger Johnson signing off. Till then, have a tasty week. Cheers.
Gibt's kein Bier, drum trinken wir es hier. Denn sind wir nicht mehr hier, dann trinken die anderen unser Bier. Sicher muss der Wein vom Rhein etwas Wunderbares sein.
Sicher ist am feinen Sekt etwas, was besonders schmeckt.
Sicher ist der Schnaps so scharf, dass man einen heben darf.
Aber heute seid gescheit, liebe Leute.
Im Himmel gibt's kein Bier, drum trinken wir es hier. Denn sind wir nicht mehr hier, dann trinken wir alle unser Bier.